84% of Binance altcoins sit below. Their 200-day average, roughly 84% of altcoins listed on Binance are trading below their 200-day moving average, according to CryptoQuant data circulated by Wu Blockchain on June 30, 2026. The reading puts the altcoin market in one of its weakest breadth positions of the cycle, with the broader slump now approaching its eighth month. The 200-day moving average is a standard line analysts use to separate longer-term uptrends from downtrends. When a token sits below it, the average price of the past 200 sessions is higher than the current price, which signals sustained weakness rather than a single bad week. Having 84% of a major exchange's altcoin roster under that line means the selling is broad, not concentrated in a handful of names. Breadth, not a single laggard. The headline number matters because of what breadth measures. A market can fall while a few large tokens drag down a cap-weighted index, leaving most coins healthy underneath. That is not the case here. At 84%, the weakness is spread across the listing, so the typical altcoin is in a downtrend, not just the index. The macro picture in the same snapshot backs that up. As of June 30, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $59,457, down about 7% over the past week. Ether sits around $1,585, off roughly 8.3% on the week. XRP is near 1.04 and BNB around $552, both down about 7% and 6.5% respectively over 7 days. Solana is the outlier, up about 2.1% on the day to roughly $73.90, but still well off its highs. When the largest names are bleeding on a weekly basis, smaller tokens tend to fall harder, which is consistent with the breadth figure. Sentiment matches the price action. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 17 as of June 30, 2026, in the extreme fear band. That is not a contrarian curiosity on its own. Extreme fear has marked both local bottoms and the middle of longer drawdowns, so the reading describes mood rather than timing. Paired with breadth at 84% below the 200-day line and an 8-month slump, it points to a market that has been grinding lower long enough to wear out short-term traders. 8 months is the part worth sitting with. Sharp crashes tend to wash out leverage quickly and reset. A slow, broad slide does something different. It slowly erodes conviction across the whole list of tokens, which is what a breadth reading this wide captures. Each month under the average pulls that 200-day line down further, so even a bounce has to clear a lower bar than it did at the start of the year. Practical reading for holders. For anyone spending crypto through a card, a drawdown like this is mostly a funding question. Selling a token that is down 30% or more to cover a coffee locks in the loss at the worst point. That is one reason stablecoin balances get more attention in stretches like this, since spending stablecoins such as USDC or USDT avoids selling a depressed asset to fund everyday purchases. Cards that draw from a stable balance, rather than auto-selling volatile holdings at the till, give holders more control over when they realize a loss. The breadth data does not say the bottom is in or out. It says the damage is wide. A recovery from a reading like this usually shows up first as breadth improving, more tokens reclaiming their 200-day average, well before any single price headline confirms a turn. Until that count starts climbing back from 84%, the burden of proof stays with the bulls. One number frames the rest. Of every 6 altcoins on Binance, roughly 5 are below the line that separates an uptrend from a downtrend.